Now, evidently you, Birch Creek Roadhouse was still going.
Yes.
When you were.
That's correct.
And
sure
Johnny Bolgen was running there?
Yes, he was.
Johnny Bolgen.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that he bought it from the Riegers, which we have been corresponding with the Rieger, Irwin Rieger, who grew up there.
Yeah, and there was a girl. What was? There was a daughter, too.
Oh, no. This Rieger that we are talking about, Irwin Rieger, his mother and father came in there from Dawson in 1900s anyway, early, and he was just a little boy. And then it wasn't long after 1907 that Rieger moved his whole operation down to 12 Mile House or 12 Mile Roadhouse,
mm-hmm.
and he became the ferry master. And I think he sold out to Bolgen then, from what I hear. But there was never a girl from that family, because his mother had to go to the States, died of cancer when Irwin Rieger was just a young man, like 14, 15.
Oh.
And Rieger left when he was 15, went out, and the father stayed until he sold out to Bolgen. And Rieger never came back then. But nothing left there at all. Did you ever see the 8 Mile Roadhouse out of Circle City?
No, I didn't.
You heard of it?
I've heard of it, yes. But I'm not even sure exactly where it was. For years there was a barn there right on the right-of-way. On the road right away, and it finally caved in, and somebody finally tore it down and used it for firewood.
That barn, according to Pat Oakes, belonged to Nels Rasmussen. It was a horse barn, and Red and I stopped there this summer, and just there we found a couple of base logs rotting there, but that was all.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was quite a large area.